April 15, Paul's Vindication. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 to 8. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Paul is writing his last words in his last recorded letter. He thinks death is imminent. Five pictures come into his mind one after the other. The drink offering. Sometimes when an animal was sacrificed, wine was poured over the top. This was the drink offering. Paul saw his life as a sacrificial offering and even his death as a final act of worship to his God. The good fight. Paul is in the athletic stadium, probably in a fight between gladiators. The ultimate contestants are Paul and the powers of darkness. He knows he has fought a good fight and given it his all. The finished race. Back in the athletic stadium, Paul sees his race completed. He has both stayed the course and stayed on course. He has run to the end and done so without compromise. The righteous crown. Winning in athletics won for the runner the right to wear a laurel wreath. The difference here is that Jesus himself presents it. He is the righteous judge whose verdict is perfect. Paul trusts him implicitly. And the longed-for appearing. Using a word normally reserved for describing a royal visit from the emperor, Paul concludes with his longing for Christ's return. Great crowds would come out to see Caesar. Some would be there out of love and others out of fear. So it will be with Christ. Being poured out like a drink offering while fighting powers of evil and running his given race to the end, Paul saw himself finally vindicated in heaven's law court to be ready for the true emperor to arrive. When our time comes, may God help us to have the mind of this wonderful servant of Christ.